Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Maranimi Marazi Shiyichyo Schus Chayachev Fega Vatzmichai Dispasia, Sochshal Chalei Israel. We're learning the Sugi of Kavana Betvila based on the Mishnah Chaim and Mesechus Chulin. In the Gemara in Chulin, and Aflam and Aleph and Aleph, it says, Itmar Nida Shenansa, a Nida that was forced to be Taiva, Vitavla, and therefore it was not intentional. She didn't have the intention to be purified. And onus could be, for example, she fell into the water. So what's the din? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Tahira Levesa. She's permitted. She's pure for her husband. V'asur la'achol b'truma. She's not allowed to eat truma if she's an Ashes Kohen, who's not allowed to eat truma b'tuma. And tara without kavana is not effective for the eating of truma. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, after the Besa Le Tahor, she's her Tevila, not only is it not effective for Terumeh, but it's also not effective for her husband against Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Omar Le Rova Le Rav Nachman. So Rova says to Rav Nachman, Le Rav, the Omar, according to Rav, says to her Le Besa Le Chol B'Terumeh, that she's permitted to her husband, but not for Truma. Avon kores, achamur, shaya lenida mishameshet betuma, utra. If you're saying that the kores, that's more chamur, that this woman had, that becomes permitted. Isur misa meboyo. So do you need anyone to tell me that the isur misa, bidei shamayim, of eating truma betuma, that's becoming permitted? Of course not. It's definitely going to be permitted. So how can you say that she's a surah b'trumeh? That's more Calvin Besa. So it should certainly be permitted. And just the Gemara, Amar Lei Rav Nachman said to Rava, Labayla chulin hu. She's muteras labayla because the union of Tashmish is chulin. Chulin labayi kavon. Chulin doesn't require kavon, but truma is kedusha. Tara lukachim requires kavon. Zokti Gemara Vaitel Uminotimra Shetara Luchulin Ematzricha Kavana. How do you know Tara for Chulin doesn't require Kavana the Snan? We learned in a Mishnah in Mikvois. Gal Shenitlash. If you have a wave that was detached from the sea, Ubar Boim Soe, and in it is 40 Sakishir Mikvakosher, Venafal Adam Balakalim, and it fell on a person, and I came to Mayim. Tahoirim, because it's like tefillah b'mikvah. So the Gemara says, "My love, shekavanat haMishnah says Adam keilim is one to teach you Adam, dumi de keilim, ma keilim delay mechavni. Just like keilim don't have kavana, because keilim can't have kavana. You ever meet a kli that had kavana? Af Adam nami loy boy kavana. So to man doesn't require kavana, and he's told through this gal, without kavana. Docha Gemara Taraya, Mimai. How do we know that we're talking about a case? Shalonet kaven ha'adam, kikelim. How do you know we're talking about that man doesn't require kavana? Doma b'yoshev, maybe he's sitting on the, he's at the beach. Umitzape askinon, and he's waiting. Emasa yipalish gal. When is the wave going to come and be mitire me? So he's Torah out kavanosai. V'kelim to mi adam adam to be in kavan af kelim nami da kama chavinu adam. So just like adam requires kavana, so to kelim the person has to have kavana for the kli to become tar. As the gemara v'chitema b'yoshevu mitzape amayla meimra. Then what's the chiddush? Now the Gemara says, what's the chiddush if he's
if he has kavana? Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel haGemara. And that the Gemara says, v'chi teima b'yoshev umitzape mai lameimra. Rabbeinu Chananel in Chagiga and Daf Yutes Omod Aleph writes, v'nitche the islan l'ukma b'miskavein. Hechidami b'yoshev umitzape masayitol eishagav v'chitei me'iyachi ma'ila meimro So we see from this Rabbeinu Chananel that he's Yoshef Umitzape is Tfila Bechavona. That's why it says, he's having Kavona. It's not a Chiddush at all. And that's the Kash of the Gemara, Maile Meimro. It's Pashut, that this is considered Miskavin, and there's no Chiddush at all. However, Tosfos by us, over here in the Seches Chulin, learns differently. That the Iker Kash of the Gemara
Meaning, if you say that we're talking about where he's not waiting for the gal to hit him, to fall on him, this wave, elastama, he's just sitting there without kavana, as is the pashtus, so then it makes sense. So it's mashma, it's telling us a chiddush, that chulin doesn't require kavana. But if you're doiche, that it's talking about Yoshev Umitzapeh, Maile Meimer. What's it coming to teach us? Because the Lekel Meimer, you can't say, Das Al Ashmina, that it's coming to teach us. The Bo Kavan, that requires Kavan. Because it's not Mashma that it's talking about Yoshev Umitzapeh. Because Stamakatani Nafal to Mashma is not Yoshev Umitzapeh. So what's the Chiddush? If it's telling us that he was sitting in Mitzapeh, you can't say that Pshat is that you require kavana, because it's not mashmi requires kavana. That is yoshev umitzapet. And therefore you can't learn from here that it requires kavana for the biktar for chulin. So what then is it teaching us? As mevoar midivrei tosvot, she, when the Gemara says, it's not Maila Memra that it's Pashit, it's because he has Kavana. And therefore, of course, he's Tar, because it's not Mashba that he's having Kavana. It's not Mashba that's Yoshev from Mitzap, it's not the Pashtus. So if Lamaisa, that's what it's talking about, then what's the Chiddush? Well, the Fizev Shalomau, Sheikar Adavar, the Yoshev from Mitzap, Mahani Betoiras Kavana, who Chiddush. It could be that it would come out according to Tosfos, that if you're waiting for the gal to fall on you, that's effective b'tayras kavana. That's a chiddush. Because according to Rabbeinu Chananel, when the Gemara says v'chitem yoshev mitzap b'mayla meimra, it's pashut. That means he has kavana. If he's yoshev mitzap, means he has kavana, and of course he's tar. But Tosfos doesn't. Tosfos learns that it's that Yoshev Umitzapeh doesn't mean the Lekel HaMeimer, you can't say that it's coming to teach us that he requires Kavana. Because it's not Mashma that it's talking about Yoshev Umitzapeh. So therefore it comes out according to Tosfos that there's no Pashtus in the Gemara that if he's Yoshev Umitzapeh, that counts as Kavana. And the reason is because the Mishnah is not mashma that he's Yoshev Mitzapeh. And therefore, if it was mashma as Yoshev Mitzapeh, then maybe the Mishnah would be teaching us, maybe the Mishnah would be teaching us that it's Yoshev Mitzapeh that Yoshev Mitzapeh doesn't require Kavana. But again, that's not what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Mishnah is not teaching us that Yoshev Mitzapeh means automatic Kavana. So only according to Rabbeinu Chananel it comes out that Yoshev Mitzapeh is automatic Kavana.
But according to Tosis, Yoshev Mitzap is not automatic Kavana. B'chambam, because again, Yoshev Mitzap is not automatic Kavana. That's not the Kash of the Gemara according to Tosis. According to the Rabbeinu Chanana, the Kash of the Gemara is, if it's Yoshev Mitzap, that means Kavana. But according to Tosfos, that's not Pshat in the Kasha of the Gemara. V'chitam Yoshev Mitzap Maila Memer. Of course, that means he has Kavana. Since Tosfos is learning that it's not, doesn't mean that automatically, if he's Yoshev Mitzap, he has Kavana. So that means that Yoshev Mitzap doesn't mean automatic Kavana. Rambam in Mikvos 9:17 writes, "Gal shenit l'shmenayam v'nofal ala adam wa ala kelim, im yesh bo arba'im sa hareilu tahoirim l'chulim shen atov l'chulim tzara kavana sofa." A gal was detached from the sea and it fell on a person or on kelim. If there's 40 sa, there he's tara l'chulim shen atov l'chulim tzara kavana. Somebody's tov l'chulim doesn't require kavana. K'mo shebiyana b'chazav esatum v'miskaven v'yoshev umtzapet shibo lev a gal also lo tefila davishin miskaven lo. So if it falls on him, he's tar l'chulin because he doesn't have to have kavana. And if he had kavana and he was yosef mitzapa when the gala is going to fall on him, then the tvila works for whatever he has kavana for. In other words, we paskin that tvila l'chulin doesn't require kavana, and therefore the Rambam brings the Mishnah Ketzurasa. He wasn't yosef mitzapa. And there was kavana, but rather without kavana. The Rambam, Gal Shen is Shmini Yafel Adon LaKelim Yesh Barayim Sarei L'Tor L'Chulim Shein Otov L'Chulim Sarei Kavana. The Mishnah says in Pashtus, no kavana is necessary because for chulin no kavana is necessary. But if he was Yoshev Umitzape Sheyipo Lava Gal Mahani Atvila Afle Davar Shetzarech Lo Kavana. If he was waiting for it, whatever requires kavana, whatever he had kavana for. So that kavana is going to be effective. So what do you see from the Rambam? That Yoshev Mitzap is not automatic kavana. Like Tosfos, that according to Tosfos, Yoshev Mitzap is not necessarily automatic kavana. And therefore the Rambam had to explain that if he's Yoshev Mitzapa, his kavan is effective for what he was mechavin for. But the chiddush here, it's a chiddush that Yoshev Mitzapa is considered kavan. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Yoshev Mitzapa, it's Pashat that he's taught. But according to the Rambam, Yoshev Mitzap is Kavan is a Chiddush. Yoshev Mitzap is considered Kavan is a Chiddush. Matter of fact, the Rambam writes, Vim Niskavein Vihaya Yoshev Mitzap. Rambam writes two things. He was Niskavein and Yoshev Mitzap. In other words, Yoshev Mitzap is not necessarily Kavan. He has to have Kavan besides the Yoshev Mitzap. He's waiting for the Gal to fall on him. He has to have specific Kavan. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, just Yoshev Mitzapa alone is Kavanah. So we have him force the Rambam's not like Rabbeinu Chananel. It could be Tosis would be like Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosis just, the reason Tosis holds different than Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe Tosis would hold that if he's Yoshev Mitzapa would be Kavanah, just the Mashmos is that he's not Yoshev Mitzapa. So it can't be teaching you that Yoshev Mitzapa is automatic Kavanah, because the Pashtus of the Mashmos is that it's not Yoshev Mitzapa. And therefore, it can't be teaching you that Yoshev Mitzapa is Kavana, because the Pasha is not Yoshev Mitzapa. But if it would be Yoshev Mitzapa, maybe that would be automatic Kavana according to Tosis. That's the way I would think. But according to the Rambam, Yoshev Mitzapa is not necessarily Kavana, because the Rambam says, Vim Niskavin by Yoshev Mitzapa. You need to have special Kavana. Yoshev Mitzapa is not automatic Kavana. But again, Rabbeinu Chananel writes, Maila Meimer, Hokamachavi. He's having kavana. He's having special kavana for tefillah.
Yoshev Mitzapeh, waiting for the gal to fall on him, is considered kavana. According to Rabbeinu Chaya, that's automatic kavana. According to the Rambam, it's not. If the Rambam tells the Chiddush, if he was miskaven and he was Yoshev Mitzapeh, so the tefillah counts for whatever he was miskaven for. And the Rambam is telling us that as a Chiddush. If he had kavana to be toivel and he was Yoshev Mitzapeh that it should fall on him, so then the Chiddush is that it works. Not like Rabbeinu Chananel, that if it's Yoshev Mitzap, it's Pashut that it works. Yesh lahoir b'das ha-Rambam. Rambam writes, at the beginning, Gal shenitlash v'nafal adam ala kelim. The Gal was nitlash, and it fell on the person and on the kelim. And at the end he writes, Yoshev Mitzap is effective b'teretz kavana. But he doesn't mention the kelim. He only talks about the adam. The Adam is Mitzapa. Where did the Kalim go? And the Gemara, we see that it also works for the Kalim. So what do we see in the Gemara? The Gemara says that how do we know that Tara L'chulin doesn't require Kavana? Because this Gal Shenitlash falls on Adam and Kalim, they're Tahor. So just like Kalim don't have Kavana, Adam also doesn't have Kavana. And the Gemara is Doicha, and it says, no. The man is having Kavana, and therefore, when the man is having Kavana, so for himself he has Kavana, and also for the Kalim he has to have Kavana. If that's true, why did the Rambam skip out on man? Skip out on the Kalim. When the Gal was Nitlash and he had Kavana, so when it talks about Chulin, so there the Rambam talks about other men Kalim, and there no Kavana is required. But where Kavana is required, if Kavanah would be required, like the Gemara says, Vayter. No. The Gemara is Doicha. It says, no, you do need Kavanah. And it's talking about where he was Yoshev Mitzapeh. And that just like man needs Kavanah, so to the Kelim need the Kavanah of man. So in the end, we know that for Chul, you don't need Kavanah. But in cases where you do need Kavanah, what's the case where you do need Kavanah? For Truma. So then the Rambam should have said that, like we see here in the Gemara, that man requires Kavanah, and Kalim require the Kavanah of man, but the Rambam doesn't say anything about the Kalim requiring Kavanah. When it comes to Yoshev Mitzapeh. Why did he omit Kalim? So it appears, L'chor Mitzad Svara, that if we require Kavanah for Tevilah, the kavan of a person and the kelim aren't going to be effective. Well, mahani kavanas adam ala kelim binyan zeshel gal shenitlash. Because in the chedusha Rashbi writes, you know, based on base, the maslam man, for Rabbeinu Rav Tirtz called efshes l'asosay de shlich habe amida agave agav of kavanas oise umidin shlichus. Aval davishiv shel asosay de shlich haf midas ben das agav of loymal of loymerd makom shitzorach kavanah. Says the Rashba, that anything that can be done through a shliach, then having somebody standing there and having das is going to be effective. You can have a mid al gabav. Somebody doesn't know how to shech, they don't have das to shech, but somebody's omid al gabav, his das is effective. But if that's only if you can shlichus works, because it's betara shlichus. But if se'ir shalas so sa'adei shliach, so amidus ben das doesn't help. If you need kavanah. And therefore, chalitza, which can't be done out of the shliach, a bardas al gabav isn't effective.
And that's why a shorta can't do chalitza. But a get, you can be a man, a shlich, for ksivas a get. You can be a man, a shlich, for ksivas a get. Well, the kavan is ksivas shmo vishma. So therefore, if somebody writes the get, and so somebody's omer al gabov, can be mechavin for him, for the writer. And the reason for shchita, amidas gadol omer al gabov, doesn't help according to the Rabbanan, because the boy kavana b'shchit, you require kavana, because there it's all talu b'das ha-sheikhe. There you need dafka the kavana of the sheikh. So according to this, l'chora, hayadin naisein, the afpit vila, iboi kavana lo tol kavana sacherem la kavana satoiba latzma. By shchita, the person himself needs kavana. So therefore, kavanah of the person omer al gabav doesn't help. So to tvila, kavanah sacherim shouldn't help. Only the kavanah satoiva. And now we find in our sugya that it says as follows: Chareshes v'ashoyte v'asum shenit shodaita, people who don't have das, in yeshlan pikchos, if there are nashim pikchos that have das, in taknos osam, they make sure that they check them b'shas vistan, and then they're matbil them at the proper time. So that works. V'ochos b'truma, they can even eat truma. You see, then Hatbalas Acherim is effective. So the other person is having Kavana for the Toiveles. The Gemara explains that since we're talking about Truma, you require Tvila B'Kavana. Just the whose kavan is effective, these pikchos. Umuchach, shegam benashim pikchos, mani kavan is pikchos acheres letfilasan. Af letshuma detzricha kavana letfila. And even pikchos who are tovlos. Even pikchos who are tovlos, the kavan of other pikchos is also effective. And why would that be? Tvila, you can't do with a shliach. So why does the kavan of somebody else effective for you? For Amad Bezeh Or Sameach, Rachel Chos Mekvos, he writes that Hol V'Cholin Yit Kavana B'Tvila Nilmad Mitvila Az Kelim Harei Kamo Degah B'Kelim Mahani Kavana Az Matbila Kli Kein B'Chol Tvila Mahani Kavana Az Matbil. Since only Kavana B'Tvila is known from Tvila Az Kelim, it's like by Kelim the Kavana of the Matbil works, so too by people. So it's the Chassam Sofer and the Rugged Shaver. However, that's all effective since there's the Kavanas HaMatbil. But But gabi gal shenafal al kelim, hare lo ya maaseh tefila idi adam, batefila nasta me'aleh. That's all if you have the kavan of the matabil. But if you have a gal that fell on the kelim, there was no maaseh idi adam. So how's kavanas adam yoshiv mitzap effective for the kelim? He didn't do anything. That's why the Rambam says, "Kabe yoshev u'mitzape de mahani rak al adam atzmo, shumechavim letfilas atzmo, but not for kelim. He's in the kelim. He didn't do a ma'ase tefila. The gal fell in. Since he didn't do the ma'ase tefila, it's no good." And now that we have a sakadaitach in the Gemara. That the Yoshev and Mitzapa also works for the Kalim. So maybe Yoshev and Mitzapa, you must say Tala Shagal, and Gal Dum Kalim Dumida Adam, Ma'adam Dabin and Kavana, of Kalim Dekomachavin. So then, how can you, what's the Gemara thinking that the Kalim, that it works for the Kalim if you're Yoshev and Mitzapa, you didn't do a Maisa Hatbala? Now, is it effective? So we have to say, this according to the Man D'Yomar, that Tfilas Chulin Boi Kavana. We see later on in the Sugya, let's say we have a kashin Rav Yochanan who holds that tefillah l'chulin requires kavana, meha. And this bryce that it's muchach, that it doesn't require kavana. From which bryce? That we just brought a bryce that says, tava v'lo huchzak, mutter l'chulin. Vasu la maisa. The person was toivo without kavana. It works for chulin. Says Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm like, no, not Akasha, because who damar that bright is lots only. But he holds Rabbi Yonasan bar Rabbi Yosef, who argues the sanya. That's Rabbi Yosef Omer the kubas. It says in the pasuk with Gabe Begat Shavu Nega Venitar the kubas. The kasha is matamalam shenis. What could be shenis for tayer? What's shenis? We already know they were mechavis at one time before the hezker. So why is it coming to be mechadish that this is the second time? We know. So chazal darish and makadish bolz shniya lechabolz rishon. Now matam bolz rishon ledas as well shniya ledas. Just like the first be matul at the first time is ledas. The coin is mitzuvah lasosa. So the first washing is midas. After chbos hashniyah ledas. So when you wash it the first time, it requires das. So when you toivel it the second time, so it also requires das. Rashi says, "Magish techbos hashniyah shila shem tivlas taira. Techbos is rishon shila hazgir. The first time is for the hezgir to put it away for the week." And the second time is for Tara. They both require Das. So what's Mari Shona L'Das? Adam. Chsiv etziva koin v'kipso. Chene b'Yerushalmi Shabbos. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Harei meforash. Shemoilash the Mahani Av Kavanas Adam Acher. Sheinu Atzmois is Maisa Tvila. Anybody can have Das. Anybody can do the Maisa Tvila. You can't do Adim Begal Shenitlash. So the Gal Shenitlash also, anybody can have Kavanah. But that's only according to Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, this is all, this Havamina of the Gemara is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. That anybody's das works, not only the matbil, but l'didan, that tefillah for chulin doesn't require kavana. Only tefillah for truman kachin requires kavana. Mishumayla, like we see in Chagiga Yerches Amid Bey. So hadar dina, the din comes back, like any other kavana. But the kavana is only going to be effective by the oisa ma'isa, and therefore begalsha nitlash. Mahani kavana, rak ala adam atzmai. Shayoshevu mitzap, only the guy was actually waiting, but not anybody. When the guy was waiting for the gal to hit him, so then he has kavana for himself, that's fine. Below mahani kavana sa'adam ala kelim shebin nitbulu. Below my sa'adam yashivu mitzabe. But if the person's just waiting for the gal to fall on the kelim, that's not effective. Even though the Gemara says,